My guest at this time is Andrew C. McCarthy. He's a former federal prosecutor, a contributing editor and columnist at National Review, and a Fox News contributor. We want to get his reaction to the FBI in recent days releasing a redacted form of the FISA warrant application that authorities sought and obtained from a FISA court in the fall of 2016 against former Trump campaign advisor Carter Page. Both Trump loyalists and Trump critics see the information as full confirmation of their previously held positions. So how is that possible, and what really are the major takeaways from this? And Andy, thanks so much for being with us.
Greg, it's my pleasure.
Well, you've looked at what has been released, and as I mentioned, it is certainly redacted in places, but what's the headline for you?
That it's a confirmation of my previously held position. actually, it is. But I want to stress, Greg, that my previously held position is basically what we've learned in congressional hearings over the last year plus, which is that the FBI used the Steele dossier, which is a partisan opposition research screed that was basically commissioned by the Clinton campaign, although they are obviously trying to distance themselves from it. The warrants, and there were four of them, were sought based on the dossier as the main thrust of the government showing of probable cause. A number of people say that you can't make that determination confidently because there are so many redacted portions of the package of documents that we've gotten. And it's fair enough to say that we don't know what is behind the redactions. But I do think it's also fair to say we do know what's not behind them. And that is corroboration for the allegations in the dossier. We know that that's not there because there have been hearings. There have been reports. Senators Grassley and Graham, for example, put out a report, classified memo that was declassified earlier this year, which laid out not only the passages of the actual FISA warrants that were relevant, but also explained that the what the FBI had done was relied on the credibility of Christopher Steele, the person who wrote the memos, without going out and verifying the information that he brought them. That's what the House Intelligence Committee's reports said. That's what Graham and Grassley said, and they said it on the basis of testimony from people like former FBI Director James Comey and former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, who said that without the Steele dossier, there's no way they would have gone to the court for the warrants because they would have lacked probable cause. So I think we can pretty confidently say that happened.
We're talking with Andy McCarthy, former federal prosecutor, a contributing editor and columnist at National Review, and a Fox News contributor. And Andy, since you are a former federal prosecutor, you can shed some light on this next issue. On the one hand, you've got folks really on both sides of the aisle, and surprising to some, Marco Rubio from Florida, saying, looks like this was done professionally, it's all on the up and up. And then you've got other folks who are also experts in the field who point out that the FBI, they kind of footnoted it, but didn't make it very obvious about how this dossier was put together and how it was funded. So did the FBI act appropriately in how they presented that information?
Yeah, I think what's happening here, Greg, the sense I get, and of course, you know, we won't know this with certainty unless we get more disclosure. And, you know, one of the things I've been saying for a long time is that President Trump has the power, has the wherewithal, and has had it from the first day that he's been in office to declassify and publicize anything in the way of classified information that the government has. And, you know, until we get this information, there'll be a lot of this sort of speculation that goes on. But it seems to me that there are two different things at play. One is, as an objective matter, completely aside from the law, is Carter Page someone who there was a good faith basis to be suspicious about in terms of his connections with Russia? And then secondly, within the legal framework, is Carter Page somebody who there was a sufficient legal basis to obtain a surveillance warrant against? And I think those two questions are being melded by people like Senator Rubio, Senator Burr. If they want to go out and say that, you know, there was a very good reason for the FBI to be suspicious about Carter Page, I think that's perfectly appropriate. We know that Page, for example, was attempted to be recruited in 2013 by Russian spies. We also know, by the way, that he was not recruited. In fact, they referred to him in recorded conversations as an idiot, and the FBI actually got Page to cooperate with them in the prosecution of the spies. So that really is not a great basis to leap to the conclusion that he somehow became, you know, a master Soviet or Russian double agent. So, you know, if they want to say that between that experience and the fact that that Page had financial interest, business interest in Russia, that he was publicly an apologist for the Putin regime and better American-Russian relations and essentially blaming America for the fact that the relations weren't what they supposedly could otherwise be. Sure, I think that's a lot of grounds to be suspicious. The problem is to get a FISA warrant under federal law, you have to have probable cause that an American citizen in this case is willfully acting as a clandestine agent of a foreign power. That is, he is quite intentionally acting to advance the interests of Russia in the United States in a clandestine way, which means under federal law, in a way that, as the statute says, is a probable violation of federal criminal law. They didn't have that we can see, other than through the Steele dossier, which I again think is why McCabe, the former deputy director of the FBI, said that they couldn't have gotten the warrant without the Steele dossier. So, you know, it's fine to say that, yes, we should have been concerned about Carter Page and even that we should have investigated Carter Page. Getting a FISA warrant on someone is a drastic step up from that.
Well, that is a critical question, and I'm glad you raised it because I haven't heard a lot of people elsewhere saying it, and that really does seem to be the critical component here. So, Andy, as always, crystal clear insight. We appreciate it very much. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks so much, Greg.
Andy McCarthy is a former federal prosecutor. He's a contributing editor and columnist at National Review and a Fox News contributor. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.